This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, October 20th, 2017. We'll learn the 5th to 7th Mishnayos, 2nd chapter of Mishnah Ksuvos. Ha'isha sha'amra eshes ish hayisi ugrusha ani. Ne'emanis. A woman who says, I was married, but I am divorced, is believed. Sha'apesha asar hu apesha hitir. Again, it's that same principle. The mouth that prohibited her to others by saying, I was married, once you're married, you can't be with anybody else. It's the very same mouth that allows it by saying, Grusha ani, I was divorced. But if she had said nothing at all, we would never have suspected she was married, and she would have been totally eligible to marry. So the Pesha Asar, we only know of the prohibition because of her, and therefore she's believed for the permission also. But if we had witnesses that she was married, and she says, I was divorced, she's not simply believed, she has to produce some kind of document. It could be she's telling the truth, it could be not, but you're the person who's now coming to marry her, right, takes a risk. Is this a married woman? Then it's adultery. It's pretty bad. The kids are mamzerim. There's a lot of downside. If we know she was married, you want some type of, proof that she was divorced before, you move forward and marry again. Amra nishbesi utahora ani. If she says, I was taken captive, but I am pure, and I was not assaulted, wasn't raped. Ne'emenes, she's believed. She'apesha asar hu'apesha hitir. There also, if she had said nothing, we wouldn't have thought she was ever taken captive. But because she says, I was taken captive, she's believed to say I wasn't raped. Now, the assumption back in the day, although unfortunately today, right, in parts of Africa and the Middle East, right, unfortunately, this assumption still holds true. So many of the right, men and women, girls and boys who are taken captive are unfortunately sexually assaulted. So we have not progressed all that much in millennia, which is kind of depressing. That's not the point of the Mishnah, but it is kind of depressing. The assumption was if you were taken captive, you were probably raped. Right? And therefore, it has the ramifications for the Kohen, etc. But if the only way you know she was taken captive is by her mouth, she's allowed to say, I wasn't touched. Im yesh edim shenishbis, but if there were witnesses that she was taken captive, and she says, tahora ani, so I understand, we understand the impetus to say that, but she's not believed because the odds are really against her, unfortunately, but the odds are against her. Im yesh shenises ba'edim, here, interesting twist. If the witnesses come after she was married, harezu lo teitze, she doesn't have to leave the marriage. And it's the same thing. We're not sure. And therefore, you can't take the chance. But once she's married, we're also not sure, so we don't force her to leave the Kohen. Mishnah Vav. Shtei nashim shenishbu. Right? Two women who were taken captive. Zozo meres nishbesi tahora ani. Right, each one says, I was taken captive, I was pure. Zozo meres nishbesi tahora ani. The other one says the same thing. I was taken captive, I was pure. Wasn't touched. Eina ne'emanos. They're not believed. Right, you have to assume that they were obviously shenishbu, that they were taken captive, and we know about it from another source. Because if we didn't know about it from another source, then we go back to the previous Mishnah and they are believed. So here, we saw them with their witnesses, whatever it was. Each alone cannot testify to themselves they're pure once we know from another source that they have been taken captive. But, uvizman shehimi ido zu etzu, hare elu ne'emanos. If they each testify about the other that they weren't touched, they are believed. We only require, in these areas, we relax the rules of Eidut. Ne'ed echad is ne'eman. The rules of testimony are relaxed. One witness is believed, and here it's women who are generally disqualified from testimony are believed because the rules are relaxed. If they testify about each other, they are believed. And the Kahati says that there certainly, of course, is a chance for a collusion, right? You say about me, I say about you. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, they are believed. Bechein Shnei Anashim, right? Last Mishnah, Mishnah Zion, last Mishnah today in the week. All right, a successful, hopefully a successful and a good first week of learning. Two men, Ze Omer Kohen Ani, Ze Omer Kohen Ani, Einan Emanim. Right, one guy says, I'm a Kohen, the other guy says, I'm a Kohen, so we don't believe them. Now, you might say to yourself, so who cares? Right, today we kind of do that. Your father was a Kohen, you're a Kohen, we assume you're a Kohen. So back in the day, being a Kohen entitled you to Truma. Right, you actually got to take somebody's produce, and the person giving it had to give it to a Kohen. So you had to really know that this person was a Kohen for real so that you fulfill your mitzvah and that they're not stealing from someone who really is a Kohen. Right? Once the money, the produce gets involved, it gets a little bit murkier. We're not talking here about an aliyah to the Torah. The truma, the gift to the Kohen, the produce that we were all required to give. So if each one says, I'm a Kohen, ain't no ne'emanin. Vizman shehin mi'idin zeh et zeh. But if they testify one about the other, just like the two women in the last Mishnah, they are believed, they can accept the Truma, you can give them the Truma, and Shalom al Yisrael. Again, that concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me on Monday.